Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the discussion of the trouser. Wearing a trouser, a sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the first person to wear a trouser was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Due to this, he will be the first person who will be clothed on the day of Qiyamah. Note, Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to wear a trouser, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also fond of it. Hence, it is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and following the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam is recommended. Claims asserting that wearing a trouser is contrary to the sunnah are based on ignorance, as the ahadith prove that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam wore a trouser. Alama Aini Rahimahullah has written that it is mustahab to wear a trouser. Sunnah of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam as well. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Musa alayhi salam was wearing a woolen sheet, woolen hat, woolen trouser and shoes made from the dyed skin of a donkey when he conversed with Allah tabarakahu ta'ala. Directive regarding wearing the trousers. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wear trousers as it is more effective in concealing the satr, and command women folk to wear it when they leave their homes. Note that when wearing a lungi, there is a fear of the satr being exposed due to its openness. Sometimes while sitting or laying down, parts of the leg may become exposed. This fear, however, is dispelled in the case of wearing a trouser. A trouser as a gift. Sayyidina Buraida Aslami radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the king of Abyssinia sent a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which contained a qamis, it's a kurta, a trouser, leather socks, and a sheet. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.